the bottom of the Amid. Hayirachak mi beis haskila ava amis. Once he was far from beis haskila four amis, he was ready to get pushed over. Namdalim with beis. Bottom Mishnah. Nafshita noisai as begadav. You take off his clothing. Hayish mechasen noisai milfanov. A man, you cover him with a little cover just in front. Ve'isha milfanah ma'achra, a woman from front and back. Why? Because that's her eva. Now, just to get a little bit technical, why is a woman's back different than a man's back? No, it's not. Are you stuck?
No, I'm not stuck. I just, looks the same.
Right,
because of the
darshan
that
okay.
Is
multiple. So I'll just tell you what Rashi. Mori, sit down, huh? No, what does that mean? So Rashi and Saita explains. Okay, no, I'm just saying we're trying to cover Erva. So why is a woman's Erva in the back different than a man's Erva in the back? So Rashi explains in Saita. I don't know the Metzi. I mean, you know the Metzi, but that the Nakuda is that it's all considered one by a woman. Side the front. Right, I'm saying, but what does that mean? Yeah, so what does it mean, kula ava? So Rashi explains that you could see the front through the back also. Shanky bad man, you can't see. Okay, fine. Akapanim.
Really?
Yeah. So akapanim, something new. Yeah. So that's so Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says that by a woman you have to cover the front and the back, and by a husband, by a man, you only cover the front. A woman does not get, she wears all her clothing, and a man goes without clothing. So now, you have to know what that means. A man goes, he's arguing on two things. That means the Tanakama held a man goes covered in the front, and a woman goes covered in the front and the back. That's a Yehuda. And the Chum hold, a woman gets completely dressed, and a man goes completely non-dressed, naked, or we agree that a man also covers his front. But that's considered naked. That's considered not dressed. I mean, is he arguing on two things?
No. Hoish neskalara meaning take clothing off.
Take the clothing off.
But cover yourself.
Cover the front, let's right. Say.
And
so you mean there's only one machlaikis.
You don't address her at all.
Yeah.
Oh, is that
Namastaba? It says, Yehuda Chapel today in the morning brought me a nice raya that not, because it says by Adam Rishon, he just covered. He just covered right. His mark, and he was called already his arm.
So, which means if that's covered, then you're covered, not considered
you're
not
arm. I don't know. Yeah, but anyways, you hear what we're saying?
Yeah, but things change after Adam. Because when we consider dress, we consider front and back. Yes, if someone's in Africa, okay, they literally just cover the front. Literally. But anywhere else in the world, civilized society, they wear clothes that cover the entire body. Normal. So Adam maybe wasn't naked then. Today.
But the Rabbi disagrees with you. The Rabbi says that when you want to daven, what's the issue?
What's the difference between a woman and why a man? Whatever the reasoning is, why a man dressed and why a woman undressed?
You are. But
why a man? A woman dressed.
Why a woman dressed and a man? Why a woman dressed and a man undressed?
That's what the Mishnah is saying. By a woman, it's different. There is a minimum. That's
no.
Not the same minimum as
a man.
So by
Chava,
what does it say by
Chava?
By her.
What did she cover?
What does it say by Chava? Yehuda said by Adam. So what does it say by
Chava? It says covered, that's it. She doesn't have anything on the test.
She was just covered by
that's
yeah,
a chest.
Right.
We're talking about her chest. Right? So what did it say? It doesn't say anything.
Okay, so we have Machlekes in the Mishnah. When someone came to the base of Skilo, how dressed, how much dressed was he? Tanya Abana. We look in the Brayse, the same Machlaikis. The Gemara says, Ha'ish mechasin oisai perek echad melfanav. A man you cover in front. V'isha shnei prakim bein melfanav bein melachra. A woman, you cover front and back. Nesha kula eva. Because the whole thing is a eva. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. That was the same as the Mishnah. Ish niskal arm, a man gets stoned naked. Ish niskal saruma, and a woman gets totally fully dressed. So now it's like the Rabbanon. What's the reasoning of the Rabbanon that the Rabbanon hold that a woman is totally dressed and a man not? Amakra v'ragmu oisai. It says you stone him. My oisai ilay. What does it mean oisai? Ilay ma oisai v'loy oisai him and not her. She could get killed also. She also gets stoned. So what are you saying? Isa is mashma just to him. Alamai Isa belike susay, him without clothing. Isa biksusa, she goes and she gets stoned with clothing. That's the pshat in the Rabbanon. So Rabbanon have a pasuk that say that he gets. So that's exactly a kasuv that he gets without clothing. Isa him himself without clothing and him with clothing and her with clothing. Have you diamond? No, you don't dash in that. I say belike susay, leishna ish, leishna isha. We say I say belike susay, and then we say there's no difference between him and her. We're talking about him, and we say he should get stoned without clothing, and then we know there's no difference between him and her. Just like he gets killed, and he goes without clothing, and she goes without clothing. Just you have to cover that little spot by him. It's the spot just in front, and by her, it's the front and the back.
What's the actual difference? What's the difference with their wearing when they get stoned? What do you mean? Okay, it says I said, but what's the significance? What's the drasha of the pasuk? Why is the mashman in the pasuk generally a pasuk has to have some sort of insinuation to the drasha? What's insinuation? You mean why does I say mean just without clothing? Last week,
Mark asked this question. We had this Isai last week also.
I remember
it.
Was,
see, Isai Velebi. Right over here.
The
Gemara is going to explain more now, but you're asking right away when the Gemara is saying, like, it's just like Zayas Akasa, like you're saying it's a chayk. Isai, just you without your clothing. Normally, you go with your clothing. Right. I mean, like.
So here's the thing, people don't die by being stoned if you hit them in the arm.
Okay. Right.
They get hit in the head.
Right.
So
we're gonna say where you put it.
Maybe I say it means you can't wear a helmet. I'm saying.
Right. Okay. Yeah, that means where do you see from Isai? Since when do you dash every time it says in the Torah Isai without clothing? Yeah, like the Torah says that Chazal understood it and they put it into the pasuk.
In fact, I saw a stoning.
Where in Africa?
On one of his travels.
Can't be.
No, I promise you, I did.
They'd still do this?
Yeah. Well, if I told you it was the Islamic extremists, the Taliban, right?
And you weren't afraid to watch it? You weren't going to be next?
I got sick to my stomach. It was like 15 years ago. They actually bury the person up basically, I'm not sure their neck, but let's see their shoulders. They're literally in the ground, buried until here. And they're not throwing stones at their shoulder. They're throwing it at the one, their head, to pull here. And after like 5, 10, 15, the person's head already has...
Well, obviously,
The grime are different from us. You know, we do it out of office.
Yeah, okay.
I'm just saying...
let's continue before, yeah.
So what does that have to do with...
okay, that's a good question. Obviously, Chazal saw it, and they put it into the pasuk. Zakta Gemara, the Meimra. So what are you going to say? The Rabbanon Chayshi Lehud. So Rabbanon hold a Maisa that a woman gets killed with clothing and a man not.
You have a love Zakta Gemara. But he does avoid that you also have a drasha that it should be anything Chayshi's by his feet.
Yeah, the Meimra. You see from here, the Rabbanon Chayshi Lehud. The Rabbanon Chayshi that if you're going to see a woman naked, you're going to come to your room, you're going to come to your surim. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda like Chayshi Lehud. Rabbi Yehuda is not chayish for. Rabbi Yehuda says no. A woman can go naked. You're not chayish for that. People are going to think and going to come into your room. We see otherwise. The Tanan, we see fakir. The Tanan we learn the Mishnah. Kayin eches begdei. We're talking about a saita. The kayin grabs her clothing and niku. If it's ripped where it's supposed to rip, it's good. It's considered ripped. V'mnifru. And if ripped in some place which is not normal, then it's also ripped. Ancha megales liba, has to reveal her heart. He has to uncover her hair. If she was a pretty woman, her lave was no. You wouldn't reveal her part. If her hair was pretty. How do you know if her hair was pretty or not? You weren't. You weren't.
You ask a woman who sees her.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't really do this, does he?
The Kayan does this. The Kayan goes out and does this. So. So Rabbi Yehuda says it depends. If she's a pretty woman, then you don't go ahead and you don't go ahead and megala her. And the Rabbanan say it doesn't make a difference. You automatically reveal it doesn't make a difference how pretty she is. So you see from here that the Rabbanan hold we don't worry what people are going to be mahara. People think about. So that's why you just reveal her and we don't care. Mashenkin in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, Rabbanan say no, that she has to go dressed. And the opposite of Yehuda over here says that you don't reveal her if she's pretty. You keep her closed. And because then the person's in her room. She's an ugly lady, don't kiss.
Not pretty, doesn't have the same body parts? I don't understand. And with clothes, they're pretty woman.
Well, I'll explain it to you afterwards.
Yeah.
No, then I was a pretty woman with clothes on.
Okay, the guy, when they want a model, they don't hire ugly women.
Going back to the beginning of the Mara's Kasha, right? What?
No, he's saying good. He's saying that it's
amazing. Good, but I'm not talking about that. I'm saying a pretty woman with clothes. Why do you have to take your clothes off?
That's no.
She's
supposed to take her clothing off. So a
pretty woman, you don't take her clothing off. She's attractive, so people are going to see her. People are going to have a room to bad things.
Why does the machlekes of Yehuda and Chacham have to be telling this? We just finished saying that it was telling the drasha.
That's not saying good. I mean, you're learning Zayas Akasim, Zayas Akasim.
Right, what's it got to do with the Sardis?
No, because if it's going to come to Yehuda, then they would dash it something else. They would dash it something else. Like uh-huh. You were saying, it doesn't say ice and claw. If there's
no reason at all, they'd look
right,
for different
Russia. Right. So we have a steer. By Saita, we see that Rabbi Yehuda is chayshish for Yehurim, for other people thinking.
Without a Russia.
Right. And over here, Rabbi Yehuda is not chayshish. So it's not a dimmi. Amar Rabba Hassam, I knew time over there. The reason is Yeshem Atetze, Mi Bezin Zaka. By a Saita, she might come out that she didn't do any fault. The young children of the Kahuna, the Kainim, they saw her naked. Oh, they'll jump on her, right? So that's why we're worried, and that's what we're saying.
Doesn't mean to jump on her.
Oh, okay, yeah, yeah. They'll have it on her. Masha'inkin hacha, by our Mishnah's case, amygdala, we're killing her. So you're not going to have a room. V'chi teima, asi l'suhur v'chanai. So once you see a woman not dressed, you'll start having tivus on stam woman. Amarab Gmiri ain't to her shaylet El of Misha ain't of Rayas. This is a pelding Amarab. Rabbi says that once you have a hurim, it's only on the woman that you saw. It's not on a different woman. So it comes out, that's how I answer Rabbi Yehuda. By sight, she might be alive. So Mela, you saw this woman. You're going to have a hurim on this woman, and she's alive. So it's not good for her. Misha ain't came. By Skila, we're killing the woman. So where's your room going to get to?
So then everybody this woman is
killed. We don't care about it. It's a pal de gazach. Normally your taiva goes, like we see, if you see something preaching in the street, Chazal tell us that you run home. So you see that it helps you, your wife helps you for other people, right? So even though, okay, but this is what Rava said.
Right, but more than that, why over here? Why said everybody should be moidya that by Saita you shouldn't be allowed to reveal her?
Oh, we're going to get to Rabbanan. What did Rabbanan do? Yeah. But anyways, so you're asking on the Rabbanan, really. I'm saying, right. So the Gemara is going to answer. But wait a second. So the Gemara is telling you that it's not Shver Abiyuda Abiyuda, because by Saita we tell you that Abiyuda says because she might stay alive, so Mela, therefore we tell you, don't reveal her if she's a pretty woman. Because the Hurim are just going to stay in her, and you might... She might be alive in this problem. Mashenka in the Mishnah, talking about Skila, you're killing this woman, so who cares if you have a room? You're not getting anywhere with your room. Very interesting, Amar. Okay.
I missed what you said before.
Because the room can bring you to
future.
It can right now also. Not just the future, right now. Who cares if you can have a time in it right now? You
might do
this. No, so Tysus is busy that any time you say the word Rachav, Miyad Nikri. Okay, fine. I don't know problem. We're saying that the Yehurim were looking to really you're supposed to be without clothing. Because the pshat is we're chayshes for Yehurim, so we're telling you someone who's not pretty, we're not chayshes for Yehurim.
Who decides that she's pretty?
Oh, that was Moshe Klein's question today. He wants to be that. Moshe
seems to have a good
hand
on it there.
No, it's Moshe. Fine. Zakti ma vayta. Yeah. Amar Rava. So you answered Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Kasha, Rabbanan, like Kasha. You answered Rabbi Yehuda very good. By Saita, Rabbi Yehuda is worried. By Skila, he's not worried. But the Rabbanan is also Shvar. Rabbanan are the opposite. The Rabbanan say that by Saita we're not worried, and by Skila we are worried. Why is that? We have no teretz for that. Elam Rava, the BW, the like Kasha, the Kiddushanina, like we just answered. The Rabbanan are not Nami like Kasha, a whole different teretz. Oh my God, the Pasuk says, V'noisru kol anashim, V'loi ta'asena, kizimaschena. So what does that mean? We give a woman, I'm like Musa, Hacha, Ein lecha yisur, God lam nizet. Over here, there's no yisurim greater than this. That means the fact that you're killing her, that's the greatest yisurim. So why should you put her naked through why should you put her through embarrassment of being naked also? Yeah, sure, to be naked is a punishment. So you're killing, right, so why should we do two? Masha Enkin, by sight, on the tzad that she's going to stay alive, she didn't get any punishment. It's like this, give her one punishment of being naked. Now, why she deserve a punishment of staying alive? So Rashi explains, right, because obviously she did something wrong that the husband has chashashas on her. So Mela, give her some punishment. So that means, Rabbanan aren't chashash for Yerubim
b'chlal. It's not relevant.
It's not relevant. She deserves a punishment, we're giving her a punishment.
Yeah, but then you have to say, so why do they use the drasha? So why by the Rabbanan by us?
This is the Rabbanan. This is how he's answered the Rabbanan.
Right, but so then why by us did we use the drasha?
I say?
Yeah. Oh, you said for her.
They didn't use it. Rabbi Yehuda used it.
Yeah. Well, what are you saying, Shmuel? Everything's good, right?
So the Beis Din.
Yeah.
Says.
I have a question for you. I mean, when a geyer goes to the mikveh, right? The man has to see, right? I chashur him. Allah is Allah.
Certain things you have to do.
Oh, really?
They probably look the other way. They probably don't see it until she goes inside.
They try to avoid it, but right. But they have to see.
I understand.
A woman doesn't see. A man has to see.
Huh?
The peasant has to see.
Has to go down and see the tefillah.
I guess I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, it's the halacha. I mean, just the fact by chasam kala, right? I'm just saying, even seeing the face, right? Some chassidim don't see the face. Froma don't see the face by. Well, when the Eidim, I'm just right with the kala, when you pick it up,
yeah.
Do you have to look at the face or not? Right. Do you have to stack on the face or not? A fella doesn't look. A penny place, they don't look. Right? Chassidim don't look. Lit for sure look, but I'm saying, but
who doesn't
the Eidim, the two Eidim,
don't
look. You're not allowed to be mistaken.
You have to see that you put also by the ring, everything.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Woman in a white dress 5 minutes earlier from the chuppah is the same woman.
You have to be chashish, yeah. No chazaka, right. You have to see the woman.
What do you mean? You didn't see her before the chuppah?
So he has to look at her right away, and then 20 minutes later, by the chuppah, he looks at her again.
Right.
She says how much if you have to look at her or not. Or if you see the same tzuru, whatever it is. Okay, fine. Yeah, we're not getting into all, yeah. Zakti Gemara. So we answered Rabban Rabbi Yehuda. Vayti Gemara v'chitem elavet batati. Let her get Misa, and let her get the Bezayinus. Let her go naked also. What's wrong doing both? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Abu.
What did the previous Pasuk tell us?
What? The Pasuk said is that to give her Yisur. So by Saita,
the
we need to give
her. The Pasuk doesn't limit us how many Yisur.
Right, so maybe give it two. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Don't give her a bad misa. Why are you embarrassing her plus killing her? Try to give her the easiest way. Don't embarrass her more than she has to.
We right, what's enough Kamina? Why don't you do that for a man also then?
Let's say we had a drasha oisa v'lay oisa, right? That was the Gemara said. My tamad rabbanon, I'm gonna cover oisa v'lay oisa. We had that drasha.
Oisa is now not coming
mitzad. Right, exactly. Right, yeah.
Are men just as embarrassed when they're dressed as women?
Well, obviously not.
The Gemara says
not as much.
You want the other women to.
So maybe Rav Nachman that said this is machlokes tanoim because it's our Mishnah that says that some hold that Rav Nachman held explained that you should give her a good misa and don't embarrass her. It's machlokes in our Mishnah. The kulam isu Rav Nachman. Everyone agrees to Rav Nachman. You should try to give her a good misa. That means like this: if you're going to stone her with her clothing, it's going to take her some. She's going to be in tzar. It takes her a couple of seconds longer to die. So therefore, she holds, she would rather, so machlekes is, would she rather die naked, which she won't have so much tzar, or she would rather go through a little bit of tzar than not get killed right away.
They let her wear her shaitan? No,
that's not going to help her.
No.
Snood might help her, not a shaitan.
They didn't wear shaitans back then.
Snood,
if she wants, yeah. If she feels,
so
if she would rather not.
Person from, because you get a little bit more cushion.
That little.
Yeah, one more stone extra before.
So over also, clothing also helps you with mashu. So how much would a person rather not get tzar? Dr. Rashi. Dr. Gemara. Vachem Vachem. Masav bizyayin adin shadif alay tfei minicha di gufei. The bizyayin is better than her own guf. The nichalay gufei. Masav a nicha di gufei. Adam and bizyayin. Her nichusa is better than the bizyayin. So it's interesting because like that moment, like she cares about a bazillion, that's what she's getting killed.
She will die two seconds later.
But she's rather, her bazillionist is still so stark.
And with the Kayan taking off her clothes?
No, that we're not answering now. There's no shaykhs.
I'm just saying, is that not?
That's not dependent on this. That we said, you take it off, you don't take it off. There's no shaykhs. That's we take it off, the Gemara said, because we need to give her some bazillionist. Yeah. Talk to Mr. Vaita. The base of skila was high, two floors high. And echad min ha'edim, one of the edim, doichvay al masnav, pushes the person down on the side. He should be on his side. Nepach alibay, let's say he got turned over to his lave. He's laying on his lave. Hayfchay al masnav, you continue on. Why? Because you should die quicker. Because when they're going to stone him, what happens? They throw him down. They throw this person down from the two flights. And then they stone him. So if his back is going to be facing to the ground, he's going to die a second later. So they turn him to his side, and then
so
he
they
hit
go
his
down
head.
Where he is, and you flip him over. And why does it have to be one of the Edom?
So
one of the original Edom, is that?
Yeah,
what
one of the two Edom. Yeah. So
it's
a pasuk. We're going to see. Napach aliba evcha masav emase, but if he died from the fall itself, yatsa. You don't have to stone him anymore. It's not a chiv stoning. It's a chiv of killing him. Vimlav, if not, hasheni noitel is evan. The second person takes a stone. V'noisne alibay. Very interesting Mishnah. It's not that you stone him. You just take a big stone and put it on his heart.
The weight.
Noisne.
That
was done. And then you take a stone. V'noisne alibay. And you put it on his heart.
You don't push the stone over the cliff.
It doesn't seem like it.
But in the weight of the stone.
That's what it seems like. If he died from Yatsa, first the Edim, and then the rest of Klal Yisrael. Zokta Gemara Tana, there's two flights and the floor that he's on. So it comes out as three floors. He's on the third floor. If he's two flights up, he's on the third floor.
Isn't that his own height?
That means he's not on the second floor.
No, he's on the second floor.
Second floor, but his height takes up space also.
That's the second floor.
Right, he's standing on top. Isn't that what
Rashi
it means?
Rashi says, meaning, so if he's standing up, he's falling to his height, which is another.
That's the floor. That's not the second floor. That's the second floor. That's one
and
a half.
Right, no, he's
so
standing
saying
on, the second,
on top of the second floor.
Right.
Yeah.
And then his height is what takes up the third floor.
Right. That means. He's not going off the second floor. He's going off the third, the second roof. And that's why he's the third floor.
It's 6 amas high. The height of a person average is 3 amas.
No, again. Again, are you throwing him off as his nashim, or are you throwing him off the roof, which is the top of the second floor? Are you throwing
the roof?
The roof.
Right.
So that's the third floor because of his height also. Right? Means you're throwing him off the roof, which comes out third floor. Do you need so much to kill someone? Just like a bar is 10 tvachim, that means anything a ditch kills you in 10 tvachim. So why do you need two floors so high? Make sure 10 tvachim he could die, but it doesn't mean he's going to die. So then do it 10 floors. I mean, do as much as you can. It's not good because his body is going to spread out. It's going to be too high. It's going to splatter. Now, this is not bezyanus. It's not. You don't have bezyanus after you're dead, but it's a maneuver.
You have to do the fur anyway. You got to get all the parts.
Okay, but that's Says my echad min ha'edim
daichva. We don't have to try to hold back, not to mevayishim. I'm saying, we said earlier that you have to.
I'm just saying, till now it was b'shas. To b'shas, he was dying. He was getting b'zionis beforehand. Right. He was alive. This is not b'zionis.
Once he's dead already, there's not shach b'zionis.
This is menuvel. Echad min ha'edim daichva. One of the edim push him down. Tana abana minayin shevet chia. How do you know they push him down? Tamalei mi yare. So yare means pushing down. Minayin shevet chia. And how do you know that you stone him? Afterwards, tamalei masaka. So you see, yare minayin shevet chia bet chia. How do you know both? If you need both, that you do both. Tamalei masaka yisaka o yare yare. So it says, if only one, oi, what's oi? Teacher both.
What would the Gemara think if Nefa knowing both?
Either one or the other.
So once I did one and he didn't die.
That'd be good.
You're ordering the pasuk is wrong.
Why?
Because it should.
And why do we call it skila? I mean, coming down. Uminayan she meis betchia yot. So how do you know if you died betchia yot? It's a tamalayim. Oh, yare. Either or. Minayan shafel dais. Can how do you know that all that forever it's like that? Tamalayim esakel esakel. Lashon asad Rashi says. Doesn't say sakel sakel. Ayar ayar. It says sakel yisakel. So we know that forever. Now, why would you think not forever? I mean, like the Torah was given forever.
Because the lashon of yar ayar is given only by Hasina.
So
they didn't use by skila of a lashon yar except by Hasina.
Oh. So Taisus goes into that. How do you know? Taisus goes into that. That a child that over here, Zafka Sinai, and that's where the pasuk was said. So that's why it's only.
Not theirs. Okay.